Hi everyone, thank you for joining me today, Matt Jones. I hope you're doing well. Now, I have an interesting video to share with you guys today, some valuable insight for you guys to really take in, really digest, and pay attention to, because I am the stereotypical nice guy, people pleaser. I've been that way for much of my life, and I've recently only discovered this in my life, and it's starting to really bother me a lot, but it's good because it's forcing me to really look at myself and what being the nice guy actually means. And when you actually start to do the research, you actually start to look into the emotional lexicon of a nice person, you can actually find out that nice people can actually tend to be a little bit manipulative. They tend to expect things in return when they're nice to people. They can actually tend to be a little bit passive aggressive as well, and then get frustrated really easily when they feel what they are giving is not being returned. So there's a great author that wrote the book, No More Mr. Nice Guy. So I want to show you just a little bit of that interview with him, and then we're going to circle back to see how we can solve this, because nobody wants to be an asshole, right? I don't want to be a prick. I generally just believe in kindness and being a kind person, but the intentions shift a little bit. So let's go ahead and check that, and then I'll be right back with you.
The problem with being a nice guy, just a quick elevator pitch, is that a nice guy is a guy who inaccurately internalized a belief system at a very young age. I'm not okay, just as I am. So he's trying to do two things, very unconsciously usually. One is become what he thinks everybody else wants him to be, so he'll be liked and loved and get his needs met and get laid, hopefully, regularly, and hide anything about himself that might get a negative reaction from people. Hiding his needs, his wants, his sexuality. So while he's trying to get laid, he's hiding his sexuality. So a core problem with nice guy syndrome is nice guys tend to be unauthentic. There's not a real them there. They're trying to become something, hide something, and that tends to make them fairly dishonest, untrustworthy, frustrated, resentful, passive aggressive. A whole list of traits that can go along. And mainly, it prevents, and I'm a recovering nice guy, so I'm not speaking down to anybody. You know, it keeps us from just being ourselves, living up to our full potential, having what we want in life, having a good time. And so just a lot of baggage comes along with it.
So, I'm pretty sure that's very shocking for a lot of you to hear. It was for me. You know, when you think that you have a certain value system about yourself, your whole life that is good and whole and complete, and then you realize that much of it actually might be a bit of a subconscious lie that we're not really aware of. So it's important to look at this idea, why you're nice. And like anything in life that we often discover when we're older, is it usually stems from childhood. Being nice, being a people pleaser, often is created from a trauma response of some form, conflict that happened within your home. I know for me, you know, there was parental conflict in the home, and I was often the one in the family who was trying to make everybody feel better amongst the conflict. My best friend died when I was 15. Parents divorced. I've been cheated on, and I've had a good amount of trauma where I think I've learned to avoid the conflict, put it under the rug. And I always told myself, as long as I'm just a nice person, that's what matters most. That's what my mom told me, just always be a nice person, right? But as you get older, you have to learn to set those boundaries more, and you need to learn to question if you're feeling a bit defeatist right now. If you're a nice guy and you're wondering why life isn't working out for you, you know, they say nice guys finish last. Is that really true? Well, I think you should forget about it. What you should focus on, at least this is what I'm trying to do, is just learn to set boundaries and question my intentions. Because I think there's a difference now that we have the awareness of what could possibly be happening psychologically with us. I will always believe in kindness. It's a value system I have. That will never change. However, where it changes is the intention. So if I'm being nice to somebody and my intention is for them to like me, that could be considered devious. that could be considered manipulative. Now, if I'm just being a nice person to somebody because I enjoy their company and, you know, I just like being a sweet guy and I'm not looking for anything in return, then that's fine. But if a conflict arises, I need to learn to stand up for myself. Not to be a dick, but it's a hill we all have to climb as nice guys and really look around the valley a little bit and question why we actually are being nice, because we might have unrealistic expectations about, well, if I'm nice to these people, they'll be nice back, just like the golden rule. So something to think about, but I don't want to leave you high and dry. So let's quickly go over some tips for the recovering nice guy. Okay, so the first thing to do is to recognize these tendencies as a nice guy so that we can grow and we can change. So let's talk about some helpful tips to help us basically break free from these people-pleasing habits and cultivate healthier relationships with people around us as well as ourselves. So the first thing is self-reflection. You need to take the time to figure out your intentions, your motivations. You need to ask yourself why you feel the need to seek approval or potentially manipulate situations. And you need to understand the root causes of these tendencies, and then that way it can help you really address them effectively. Okay, number two, set boundaries. So you need to learn to say no when necessary and prioritize your own needs and well-being. In setting clear boundaries, it's really essential to establishing healthy relationships, avoiding relationships. And then third one, a really big one, is also practicing assertiveness, right? That is something that nice guys tend to avoid. So, you know, you need to express your thoughts, your feelings, your desires more openly and honestly without a fear of rejection or conflict. Assertiveness also allows you to communicate effectively and really advocate for yourself without, you know, resorting to any other tactics that might be insincere, basically. Number four is develop self-confidence. That is a really big one for me. I know from a young age, I didn't have a lot of confidence for much of my life. I was a young, skinny kid. I got bullied a little bit in high school, and I matured, you know, at a later age. And so it took me a while to, I think, develop that. I really threw myself into music a lot, and I became a really good musician, and I think that I got a lot of approval from that, and I think I kind of just doubled down, and then I ended up getting a scholarship to college, and it pretty much I spent half my life as a professional musician, which is great. So I figured after a while, well, as long as I'm a good musician, I'll get approval from people, and I think I tended not to live as authentically as I could have and could have grown in other ways. And then speaking of that, so we need to seek authentic connections. So you want to surround yourself with people who appreciate you for who you are rather than those who require constant validation or appeasement. You know, hanging out with other nice guys, for example. You want to nurture the relationships based on mutual respect, honesty, and genuine connection. If you have a friend who's not afraid to be honest with you, and if they tell you something bad about yourself, and force you to question yourself, that's a good friend. That's a good friend. That's not a fake friend. That is a sincere person. So you need to really surround yourself with people like that in your life. Your best friends challenge you, you know? They're there to support you and give you empathy when you need it, but they're also there to tell you when you screw up. So, you know, you still want to value those friendships. So really think about that. Seek authentic connections. And then, of course, practice empathy as always. So cultivate empathy for others and strive to understand their perspectives, their feelings, you know, genuine empathy rather than fake empathy helps you build healthier, more compassionate relationships and really just reduces the need for feelings of manipulation or perhaps passive aggressiveness. So, breaking free from people-pleasing habits, it takes effort. you know, it's a journey. So you're going to need to be patient with yourself. This isn't going to happen overnight. You're going to have to, you know, A-B test this a little bit with different people, with different situations in your job, in your career, with your family, all sorts of things like that. So I think as long as you make this a priority, you learn in being more authentic, you're going to gain more confidence naturally, and I think you're going to appreciate this type of self-improvement a little bit more. This has kind of blown my mind a little bit, and I'm really eager and looking forward to diving down the rabbit hole and seeing where this takes me. So if you're a perennial nice guy, leave your comments below and, you know, let's talk about it. I want to explore this topic a lot further and see what you guys think about it. And please leave your own experiences. And, you know, hopefully we can all grow a little bit, adapt, and live just, you know, a little bit happier with ourselves. All right, so sending lots of love to you guys today, and I look forward to talking to you on the next video. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.